It looks as though the march to Dow 20,000 is becoming a slog.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Whether or not we hit Dow 20,000 sometime soon, it seems as though the rally is bogged down a little. At one point, the Dow was around 100 points away from 20K. Let's talk about the markets, what investors can expect, with Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research. Sam, we've had quite a rally, but it looks like it's starting to resemble a tired ball player late in the season. What do you think?
Well, that's a good analogy. I also like to say that century or millennium marks end up acting like rusty doors and require several attempts before they finally break open. And with 20,000 being such a crucial number, you know, I think that we're probably going to need a few attempts before we get enough critical momentum to be able to push that door open.
And it may not be this year. If we may just slog along for a while.
Well, that's a possibility. I don't really see a digestion of gains occurring until next year, because why would somebody want to trigger a taxable consequence in the year in which they know they're going to pay more than they might next year?
That's a good point. Why do you think exactly the momentum is fading?
Well, it could be that we're looking at economic data, third quarter GDP growth. You know, the question is, gee, is that already fading? And then also just looking at very low volume at this point. So people are really focusing more on the holidays ahead. So maybe we get the another run at that 20,000 mark in the week after Christmas and Hanukkah, but before New Year's.
Do you see a rally starting next year as we draw closer towards Inauguration Day? What's your view on that?
Well, usually the first 100 days are pretty good for a new president. And then also leading up to the inauguration, it ends up being pretty good. After that 100 days, then we go into a more challenging sell-in-May period. That's the May through October period. And during the first year of first-term Republicans, and we've had five of them since World War II, the market has actually slipped almost 4% in that six-month period. No guarantee that's going to happen this time. But I think what we find is that after the initial euphoria, you could say that hype turns into gripe as people complain that, gee, maybe the new president isn't able to push legislation through quickly enough that will then help the economy in this year as well as the coming year.
Related to that, how do you see this Trump rally that we've had? Do you think it's been overdone?
I think it has gotten a bit of ahead of itself. I mean, when you take a look at the value of the dollar, it rose 5.5% in 2 months or less than 2 months, which on an annualized basis is a parabolic surge. We've had a similar rise in the yield on the 10-year note and also very strong double-digit gains in small cap stocks and in financials. So in my opinion, almost perfection is baked into these estimates. And while we usually do see a cyclical bias in the November through April period, I think this time we got a little bit of octane added to it through the Trump bump, but we still have to focus on fundamentals, and earnings are expected to be up about 12% in 2017. And even if you believe that there will be some sort of infrastructure spending boost, then maybe that will offset the more traditional reduction of about 6 percentage points that we normally see between the beginning of the year and the end of the year. By that I mean that earnings tend to moderate a bit in terms of their forecast, so it would imply that we would get a 6% rise in earnings, not the 12 that we're looking at right now.
Sam, market technicians believe the stock market's recent moves are pointing to a consolidation phase in which the market pulls back slightly to refresh before making another advance. Do you see it that way?
I would go along with that. The S&P 500 traditionally rises close to 10% after getting back to break even from corrections or declines of 10 to 20%. We're up about 6%. So if this is similar to the average recovery from corrections, well, then we have at least 40% upside potential ahead of us. So I would tend to say that because investors have five quarters that they're looking ahead in terms of earnings, and because we are seeing some good momentum and still a lack of attractive alternatives, that this bull market run, which will celebrate its eighth year in only 3 months, is likely to continue.
I'm speaking with Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Sam Stovall of CFRA Research. I've been talking to quite a few strategists and analysts, many of whom say that they're looking for good things out of a Trump administration. It's a pro-business administration, which will prefer things such as looser regulation and fewer taxes, and as such will be good for the economy and the stock market. Is that your view?
Yes, that is our view, but we are pretty light on details. So we do know that the leaning will be towards some sort of tax reform legislation on a corporate and a consumer side. We will likely see some sort of infrastructure spending plan that's brought forward that would actually be benefiting both Republicans and Democrats, so therefore likely improving its chances of working its way through Congress. Also, maybe even seeing some repatriation of foreign earnings at a more reasonable tax rate. So, yes, I think that Trump's administration certainly is more business-friendly, but to be able to put a fine pencil to a spreadsheet, it's a little bit challenging right now.
I get the feeling that a lot of people are not worried about the rising deficit or the rising debt, because it just seems to me there is a clash between a desire for more infrastructure spending and tax cuts.
I think that could end up being a headwind, because we've been hearing about this over the last couple of years that, look, in the U.S., we have a 76% debt to GDP ratio, according to the OMB, and this is something that is just continuing to rise on its own. So if we even look to prime the pump, if you will, by spending even more on infrastructure repairs, I think Congress is going to say we need to be able to get that money from someplace, and the someplace likely will be the reduction in other spending. So nobody's looking to raise taxes. They're looking to cut it. And if they are going to be improving the infrastructure, we're going to probably have to do so at the expense of some other programs.
What's your view on the Fed's outlook for interest rate hikes in the coming year? They're calling for three instead of the original forecast for two.
Well, I've been saying that I believe that 2017 is the new 2016. What I mean by that is this time, or in the beginning of 2016, most people were expecting the Fed to raise rates four times, one time each quarter. But in fact, we only ended up seeing one rate increase in the final month of the year. So now we're talking about 2017, and the thought is maybe we get two, maybe we get three, but certainly more than the one that we got in 2016. I think that the Fed wants to move very deliberately, very gradually, very transparently, because they are looking to recalibrate, not restrain. They don't want to spook investors. At the same time, they realize that they're sort of behind the eight ball as well, because the higher they push interest rates, the higher our debt will go when we roll over existing debt and have to then entice bond investors to come back in and purchase more debt at higher rates. So they have a very fine line to walk, and so therefore I would tend to think it's probably going to be closer to two times, not the three or even four times that some people are thinking.
Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
My pleasure.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.